Students from Buffalo Science Magnet School and the Brooklyn-based School for Democracy and Leadership enjoyed a picnic together at Martin Luther King Park on a beautiful sunny afternoon after 3 days of training. Staffers at the Brooklyn School were professionally trained in restorative practices. They wanted to share it with the Buffalo School students. The session was accomplished with the help of two sisters, one who works at the Buffalo School, the other from the Brooklyn School.
And we saw that they were having a lot of success and wanted to learn more about how they did it. Similar population in their school as we have in ours.
Lise Zilberwaite is a social worker at the Science Magnet School. She contacted her sister, Emily Mitiga, who is assistant principal at the Brooklyn School.
I think one of the things that's been really exciting in the trainings that we've been doing is we both experience separately when you get trained often by outside organizations, they're not people that are in schools, so they're not necessarily experiencing the day-to-day reality of the behaviors, of the needs, of what students and staff are walking into the building with.
Mitiga traveled with 10 of her students to work with the Buffalo students.
So we've been talking a lot today about just the root of where anger comes from and what those feelings are, the need to let over the need for power and the fact that, you know, being in a building is not about controlling the children. It's about sharing the responsibilities with one another, protecting one another's rights, staff and students.
The term restorative practices was derived from restorative justice. Restorative justice is a way to respond to crime and wrongdoing by working to build relationships. In education, restorative practices works to reduce behavioral trouble, violence, and bullying. It is the goal of the city school district to bring restorative practices to all its schools.
In our school, we want to be a restorative school. So we want to be working as a community, not so punitive, very supportive and empathetic towards our students.
Both schools are SIG schools. They're in need of improvement. Zilberwaite offers an example of how to change the school's response to bad behavior.
One of the big components of restorative practices is doing these circles, and they taught us some skills around doing these circles, these daily circles, to help the students and the staff.
This is a great example of two schools coming together, and what better way than celebrating on a playground the harmony and the unity we want to get from restorative practices.
Will Carestis is Associate Superintendent for Student Support Services in Buffalo. He's been pushing for restorative practices and says principals and teachers are stepping up in many schools.
It's not so much a strategy or implementing things, you know, as a one-shot. This is really a philosophy and a framework of the place at the table that all of our students need to have in our schools.
Science Magnet School Principal Denisa Thompson says they're in the beginning stages of implementing restorative practices.
We've had training from other sources, but I have to say, getting trained from schools that are very similar to ours, they have the same problems, they have the same conditions, they go through the same budget constraints.
Thompson noted they've already noticed some reductions in suspension rates at the school compared to past years.
We've had a state review, and for social-emotional behavior, we were rated effective. And last year we received a developing score. So we're moving hard, we're moving along, baby steps, but we're going to get there.
No one is beyond restoration. No one is beyond healing.
Ryan Dalton is a teacher at the Brooklyn School and traveled to Buffalo to offer his expertise. He says restorative practices is a way of being.
When an infraction occurs, it does something to upset or disrupt or hurt a community, individuals in a community. And it's the idea that that can be restored and that it doesn't have to be dealt with in punitive measures, but that however it's dealt with, it should be lead to healing and restoration for all involved.
The Brooklyn students worked with the Buffalo students, showing them how to communicate. Shanoi Webley is an 11th grader at the Brooklyn School.
They didn't really talk to each other. They didn't really connect as well as we did in our school.
I learned that you were always supposed to respect the talking piece and always listen with respect and talk with respect. Also, you're supposed to talk from the heart.
Joseph Haskins is a 5th grader at the Science Magnet School. 7th grader Imani Wilkins is also at the Science Magnet School.
I learned that you are supposed to show respect. Don't be rude. show that you care for one another and don't judge.
Well, in a circle where I learn about how to communicate with each other, like show more respect.
Seventh grader Yuki Sei says at first he thought it was boring, but then learned it was very interesting.
Well, the thing that I like about circuit that I like is that when you have fun trying to communicate with each other, especially it's teamwork. Everything's here, like in this world, is all about teamwork.
Students demonstrated how this circle works during their picnic.
So we're going to go around and we're just going to say one word to describe what your experience has been like.
Excited.
Fantastic.
Very exciting.
Magnificent.
Inspirational.
Wonderful.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Fun.
Wow.
Inspiring.
Exciting.
Refreshed.
Inspiring.
Fantastic.
Fun.
Amazing.